you didn't realize as a child, but as you reflect on it and spoke to adults, did your parents know how the Jews were being treated in camps in Germany, that they were being annihilated? Did they know that at the time?
There were rumors, I have found out, but no one in their right mind could have imagined any such thing. Mind you, that is before CNN and various forms of communication that we now see as events happen. There were some rumors, and I didn't know about them because in the middle of all this, I was still very protected by my parents.
And then one day, you were ordered to walk to a nearby train. I'm going to say this is about 1943.
No, this is actually 1944, early fall, late summer of 1944. Of course, there was no choice, and we could again take that which we could carry, and there wasn't much left. But we again had the bundles, and we went to the train station. We were one of the last transports to leave the Lodz ghetto. There were rumors that it's being liquidated. People will be resettled to better conditions. That's what I believed. And that is what my mother led me to believe. If she really believed it, I don't know. But she convinced herself in a way, and me too. And who could have imagined anything worse than the Lodz ghetto? It had to be to a better place. So we assembled at the train station. There are the black boots and the dogs and the guns. A few people did manage to hide in the ghetto in some cellars, a few young people who were healthy enough to do that sort of thing, very few. And we were ordered to get onto this train. But this wasn't a train like we usually took to Żakowice or anywhere else. This was a cattle car. Most people listening to this have seen on documentaries the trains that we were transported in. And I recall the door was so high off the ground, my father lifted me and we got into the train and we were pushed against the back of the train further and further. As many people as they could get into each of these wagons. It was covered. There was a little barred window on the very top, and some people could see a little bit of the sky or something that stood near it. We were just pushed, and they were yelling at us to go further back to where eventually we just stood against each other. No one could sit down. There was no room. And then we stood what seems to me like forever. I remember to this day the sound of metal hitting metal as their doors closed. And we were as tight as we could be against each other. There was a bucket somewhere in the corner for bathroom. And people were whispering. Some were speculating. Maybe the rumors they heard, maybe there is some truth to it. Oh, no, others would say. Children were crying. People were praying. Some people became ill and kind of slid between us. We started moving, and it's the sound that I remember of that steam engine whistle as we traveled to an unknown destination. We stopped, picked up speed. I don't know how long we were on that train, but eventually we stopped.
The stench on that train had to be
tremendous. It is the sounds and smells that to this day I recall more than anything else. And when I speak about it, I can see, feel, smell it. But I have been so fortunate over the years that there is some kind of a protective, I don't know what to even call it, that I can talk about it and not break down.
Through all this time, there must have been the questioning, the 4 years in the ghetto, and then you're on this train. But why are they doing this to the Jews? What did we do? Why do you not like us? All those questions had to be obviously being asked by the adults.
Oh, there were discussions going on all the time. And it is the Jewish tradition from ancient times to now, and it will always be, that people ask questions and argue over it. You know, there is this saying that if there are three Jews, there are at least six opinions, because we are encouraged to question and to discuss. Now, as I said, I was always very protected by my parents and maybe my own psychological makeup. However, I must say, especially in Poland, there has been anti-Semitism for years and years. And people went through it and recovered and then went somewhere else. Since I have been studying and trying to understand some of my personal background and the larger history, Jews have been dispersed ever since the destruction of the Second Temple in Jerusalem, all corners of the world, until there would be an outbreak of anti-Semitism and we, the Jewish people, had to leave and go somewhere else, whether it was Spain or, you know, all over. And in Poland in particular, there has been, I was told, much anti-Semitism perpetrated often by the Catholic Church. The Poles were mostly Catholic. Now, mind you, having said that, there were individual Polish Catholics who on their own tried to make and did make a difference. And I could tell you many so-called righteous among the nations, but there was anti-Semitism, which was very fertile ground for Hitler to embrace this and use this common hatred to propel the Third Reich into existence. So that's my explanation, and history bears me out on